ambition is to move away from petrol and diesel cars. There'll be none sold after 2035 in Europe, but 2030 in Ireland. So if we're going to do that, we need to have the infrastructure available. We can't leave it until that time. If people want to make the choice tomorrow to buy an electric car, we need to have the infrastructure in place.
That's potentially going to be very important in a county like Donegal, which is very rural. There can be long distances between towns. From that point of view, important that it's not just the motorways, it's not just the main N roads, that roads in counties like Donegal are looked at very carefully as well.
Yes, I think it is. I suppose the priority among this legislation is on the main roads. But I think when you go into a rural location like Donegal or most of rural Ireland, there's many locations that could be a long distance away from, let's say, where there's currently a charging point. So it's vital that people have accessibility to be able to charge a car, or really there's no point. I suppose the other point too is then we have to make sure then that the grid capacity is there to be able to handle it. So we've a lot of pressures on our electricity grid at the moment as well, and that will have to be scaled up. And I suppose the step, even one step behind that again, is to make sure that the energy you are putting in electric cars is green energy. So we've a lot of challenges to cover to make this work. But essentially, if we don't have the electric charging points accessible to people at a reasonable distance, then the system won't work.